Lifestyle change number three. After learning the facts about meat consumption and that meat was not the food that made us such intelligent species or allowed us to survive on the savannah, I would like you to take the third action step this week. Since meat was never previously consumed at such high levels as it is now, the lifestyle change I would like you to do is to reduce the amount of animal products you eat by eating no more than 300 grams, which is 12 ounces of meat, eggs, and fish combined per week. Choose 2 days a week when you consume a low-fat meat or fish dish of 150 grams or 6 ounces at each meal. Stick to serving these items on the same day of the week, as this will make it much more simpler to follow through with on a long-term basis. Adding an egg into the equation equals a little bit more than 50 grams of animal fat and protein, and you should reduce your meat consumption by 50 grams per egg consumed in a week. If you decide to go completely vegan for any reason, as I have, you will need to supplement your diet with vitamin B12 in the usable form of methylcobalamin on a twice monthly or weekly basis, depending on the type of supplement you are taking. Pregnant women or women during their monthly menstruation should also supplement their diet with a natural, gentle iron supplement twice during their menstruation and 3 times a week during pregnancy. Gentle iron supplements provide iron in the form of iron bisglycinate, a well-tolerated formula that prevents constipation. To make this change of reducing animal products in your diet to no more than 300 grams or 12 ounces per week easier, begin by supplementing your diet with nuts and seeds. You can snack on natural, unsalted, and unroasted nuts, or you may add seeds sprinkled to your salads or foods, or in the form of spreads onto your sandwiches. Tasty sandwich and cracker spreads include sesame seed spread, tahini, or natural unroasted peanut butter, cashew butter, or almond spread, and many, many more. Eating high levels of animal products is directly linked to the development of many modern-day diseases, including cancer, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, heart and vascular diseases, and a number of other illnesses. And this will be covered later in depth in a later lesson. Reducing the dietary animal products has shown to stop or even reverse the progression of some cancers. Furthermore, people consuming high levels of animal meat have been shown to die prematurely more frequently than those consuming lower levels. Research also shows that consuming a mostly plant-based diet minimizes or even eliminates people's genetic inclination for developing chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and some cancers. Animal products switch on genes which increase visceral fat storage, which raise the risk for modern Western world chronic diseases. Saturated fat also activates genes that increase inflammation while turning off cancer-fighting genes at the same time. So that's it for now. See you in the next lesson.